Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Krauss. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
This shiur has been dedicated L'Refua Karoiva Labina Bas Frida.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kulandaf Gimel. The Gemara discusses the question about Chametzin Shalayv Ravir Achar Pesach. So I wanted to discuss an issue of Chametz after Pesach, which is not really a Chametz Shalavar Olah Pesach kind of issue, but it's a related kind of issue. People that own a business that deals with chametz, that buys or sells chametz, people know that they have to sell the chametz in their business on Pesach. What people might not know is, probably people do know it, but there are some people that don't know, that besides for selling the actual chametz, a business owner has an additional issue to deal with. What is that issue? The issue is as follows. Generally, when you're dealing with selling chametz, you're dealing with the issue of So the din that a yid is not allowed to have chametz in his possession on Pesach. However, when it comes to a business that profits from chametz, there's a separate issue called having hanah from chametz. We know that chametz is asur b'hanah. So therefore, if a person has a business that deals in chametz, either he buys chametz, sells chametz, or he serves chametz to people, for example, owners of nursing homes who serve chametz in their nursing home. So besides the problem of having the chametz in his property on Pesach, even let's say he sells the chametz and the actual chametz doesn't belong to him, but you're not allowed to have hanah from chametz that's not yours either. So it's true I sold all the chametz in my possession, I sold to a goy. But how would that help me for the issue of having hanah from the chametz? Because I didn't sell my whole nursing home, so if I didn't sell my nursing home, so my nursing home is still operating on Pesach. And the only way for my nursing home to operate is by serving the goy's chametz to the patients. So since I am the only way for me to earn any profit on Pesach is only by serving chametz to patients, even though that chametz itself doesn't belong to me, nevertheless, there's an issur of having enough in the chametz. This is learned out of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that a worker, is not allowed to work and in carrying and transporting things that are asur b'hanah from one place to other. Even though the items that are asur b'hanah are not his, they don't belong to him, he's not buying them or selling them, nevertheless, since he's earning money because of work performed using that isur hanah, that would be prohibited on account of the fact that it's considered that he's having hanah from those items. So therefore, a business owner on Pesach has to be careful not just to sell the actual chametz, he also has to sell the entire business for Pesach. And he has to do something in addition to what he generally does for Shabbos. For example, many business owners, the way they deal with the issue of their workers working on Shabbos is that they lease the business to a goy for the duration of Shabbos, and then the business automatically becomes theirs again for Sunday. In other words, let's say we're standing today, I'm going to lease the business to a goy for every Shabbos of the year and for every Yom Tov. So one would think that that would possibly be enough, because now it's not considered that I'm having hanah from the chametz, because the business is leased for Pesach also, since Pesach is also a day when a person is not allowed to perform work. So l'chayra, the issue that we're bringing up shouldn't have any practical application, since many nursing home owners anyways lease their business out to a goy for Pesach, in order not to be over on the isser of Amir Lakum, of the workers working in the business on Pesach. However, I don't think that this is true, because when you lease the business to the goy, it is we know before Pesach that after Pesach the business is going to return to the bailus, to the possession of the Yisrael, to the Yid. And therefore, when the Yid operates the business on Pesach, he knows that the only way for him to receive any profit after Pesach is only by operating the business and working with the chametz on Pesach. It's going to be impossible for him to realize any profits after Pesach unless the business operates entire Pesach, because many of the payments that are made to nursing homes are made on a monthly basis. And the only way that the Yid will be able to earn profits after Pesach for the following weeks of after Pesach will only be if he continues to operate the business on Pesach, or the profits in the months before Pesach. He wouldn't be able to earn those profits if he didn't make sure that the business functioned properly on Pesach. So therefore, even though the business is leased to the Goy on Pesach, and therefore the Goy, by right, should be entitled to the profits that are earned on Pesach, nevertheless, the Yid would still be considered to be profiting from Yisuri HaNoah, because the profits from before Pesach and from after Pesach are dependent on the work that's done with the Yisuri HaNoah on Pesach. If he wouldn't be serving chametz to his patients on Pesach, it would be impossible for him to benefit from the business before and after Pesach. So therefore, it would be considered that he's having HaNoah from the Yisuri HaNoah this way also. Ramesha says introduces a similar kind of concept in his Trumas, that even though on that specific day the business may not belong to you, nevertheless, since before that day and after that day your business would only be able to operate by using the Yisuri HaNoah on the day of Pesach, therefore it would also be considered that you're profiting and benefiting from the Yisuri HaNoah. Therefore, the way that I generally recommend to business owners to do is not to rely on the pre-existing lease that the Goy had leased the business for Pesach, but rather to do a mechira before Pesach, to sell the entire business lachalutin forever without intention of necessarily buying the business back. So therefore, the Yid can say, I don't care what happens to the business from today on. The second the mechira transpires and the business belongs to the Goy, it doesn't make a difference to me whether or not he does work with the business on Pesach, because I anyways earned my money from before Pesach, and whatever is going to come in from now on is not going to be mine anyways. If the Goy desires to, he can resell the entire business to the Yid after Pesach, and therefore the Goy can certainly sell profits that he earned on chametz. Since the Yid wasn't doing work with the chametz in order to earn profits, the Goy did the work with the chametz in order to earn profits. And then the Goy earned profits, and the Goy took those profits and sold them back to the Yid. You're allowed to buy profits that a Goy earned from chametz, because those profits themselves are not Yisuri HaNoah. Only the chametz itself is Asur BaHaNoah. And since the Yid didn't use the chametz in order to generate profits, it was the Goy who used the chametz, and it was possible that the Goy would never decide to sell the business back to the Yid. Therefore, these profits are being earned solely for the sake of the Goy, and the Yid would not be considered to be benefiting at all from the Yisuri HaNoah. So the way I recommend to people to do is that they should sell the entire business before Pesach to the Goy, and then buy it back. If the Goy wants to sell it back to them, they can buy it back after Pesach. We'll touch upon another important thing for businesses to know when they're selling their chametz before Pesach. Frequently, you'll have a business like that deals with food on Amazon. Such businesses have an additional problem. Generally, if a person has a warehouse where he has a lot of chametz, or he has chametz in his house, in his pantry, he can go ahead and sell that chametz to the Goy. Why? Because it's in his possession, he has control over it, and therefore it's considered Vershusai, and something which is Vershusai that he has control over, a person can sell to the Goy. So a person can go to the Rav or Pesach or the week before, whatever it is, and sell the chametz that he has in his possession under his control. However, for a business owner who does business on Amazon, that business owner is presented with a new problem. Why? Because it's possible that once the items have shipped from his location, they may be considered Einoi Bershusoi. This is not 100% clear. Very not clear if the items that have shipped are considered Einoi Bershusoi. Ramosha seems to take the position that they are considered Einoi Bershusoi, and therefore the Yid, although they're Einoi Bershusoi, would be over on Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. He would be prohibited from owning these items during Pesach, even though they've already shipped, but nevertheless they still belong to him, possibly. And since they belong to him, the Yid would be over by Rabbi Yimotzei, and he wouldn't be able to get out of it by selling it to a Goy, since the Mechira does not take place, the Mechira doesn't transpire, because they're considered Einoi Bershusoi, and a person is not able to sell things that are Einoi Bershusoi. This issue applies also to any store owner. any person who has a store who made a sale before Pesach, and the customer took the item home, took the food home, and may not have opened it until the beginning of Pesach. Now, what if the customer opens up the food item and sees that there's something wrong with the item? So then he has a right to return that item to the store and to say that this is a mekatos. There's something wrong with the item, and therefore I have a right to return it. This is not a general return policy, which might not nullify the sale retroactively. If a person actually finds a mum, actually finds a blemish, something wrong with the item, some kind of issue with the thing that he bought, that would, in all likelihood, nullify the sale retroactively. Nevertheless, although the sale is being nullified retroactively, some achrayim take the position that this is considered a nebershusai. Since it's up to the buyer whether or not to decide whether or not he wants to return the item, and he may never discover the imperfection with the thing that he purchased, therefore, even on that possibility that the buyer does find the imperfection and ends up returning it ultimately to the seller, so in which case we'll say that retroactively we'll consider the sale never to have occurred, and this item to have belonged all along to the seller. Nevertheless, this item is considered a nebershusai since the buyer may never have noticed this issue. Since it's a nebershusai and it belongs to the yid, it's possible, according to some achrayim, that he is over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, and therefore he would not be allowed to own that item over Pesach. There's an additional issue with this, because it may then be considered Chametz Shavar Olav HaPesach. Even according to the achrayim who hold that Chametz, which is Einu Bershusai, the yid is not over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, it's still possible that the yid is that the Chametz will be considered Chametz Shal Yisrael Shavar Olav HaPesach. So therefore, even if you don't take the opinion that holds that the yid is over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, in this case he has even a bigger problem, because when he accepts that return, this chametz that he got back that has some kind of issue with it is considered chametz shel aval pesach, and it's asur banos. So if he now goes and returns it to the person who sold it to him, it's possible that he's returning chametz shel Yisrael shel aval pesach. Although one can argue about this, because one can take the position that when he's returning it to his seller, that seal is also nullified retroactively. However, this is very not clear, because he may have bought it in a different kind of, with a different kind of arrangement than what he sold it, he resold it with. If he bought it as part of a large package, it's possible that the sale of the entire large package would not be nullified retroactively, and it would only be considered a resale to the guy who sold it to him, to his vendor, and therefore he will be benefiting from the chametz when he resells it to his vendor. Therefore, what is recommended for these businesses is also to sell the entire business, not to sell the actual chametz, because the actual chametz may not be able to be sold, like we're saying, because it may be considered a nebershusai. These businesses too, just like the businesses that actually have to deal with chametz during Pesach and may be considered to be benefiting from the chametz, we said that the idea would be for them to actually sell the entire company. So too, if somebody is afraid that some sales that he made on chametz before Pesach may be nullified retroactively, or if he has chametz in transit, which may also be considered a nebershusai, his only option would then be to sell the entire business. That would work, even though the chametz itself is a nebershusai, and the chametz itself is not something that he can sell, according to the Torah. Nevertheless, if he sells the entire company, that may work, because there's a concept of satumta, where if a person sells something, bedina de malchusa, in a way that's recognized by the government, then those items can be sold, even if they're a nebershusai, according to some paiskim. So, although he doesn't satisfy necessarily all of the opinions, nevertheless, it brings down the chance of his being Eiver Nisr to a small enough level that Pi Allah, he does not have to worry about it, because we consider it a Sek Seka. Because we don't know in the first place whether or not on Chametz Shein or Bershusai, if a person is Eiver, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, that's Machlokes in Ramosh and the Chazanesh. And this Machlokes is a question whether or not Satumta works on Davar Shein Bershusai. So therefore, will be considered a Sek Seka, a person can be Seimach, that he's not being Eiver Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh. As far as the Isra of Chametz Shel Aval Pesach, it also wouldn't be an issue, because that's also Machlokes whether or not it's Chametz Shel Aval Pesach, and therefore, Menasafik, who makes it on Chametz Shel Aval Pesach, because it's only Midrabanan. I heard this psak from my Rebbe Rishon Miller, that he recommended to anybody in these kind of positions to sell the entire company in order to get away from these issues.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.